Morning, it's Amy Goggins. After sweating through a very sticky night, it's not a very pleasant morning here in Sydney either. People waking up to see their cars covered in dust while a poor air alert has been issued due to that dust storm. Rebecca Cammy Takahara from the Bureau says it is due to a southerly change.
I'm sure we've all seen the footage of some of the really extensive, thick dust storms that have been rolling around out west. So what this cold front did is actually brought some of that dust across the ranges and to the coast. So that's what we saw come into Sydney last night.
Well, the US Embassy says three American firefighters died helping Australia in its time of need. A large air tanker crashed in southern New South Wales yesterday. Witnesses saying it was a ball of flames when it went down, with flags to fly at half-mast across the state today. Well, close to $500 million, that's how much we're being told has been raised for the bushfire crisis. News Corp crunching the numbers, revealing it could be actually the biggest fundraising effort to an Australian natural disaster ever. And an odd one out of Bondi Beach, a guy getting in the water and staying put for 2 hours as he tried to dodge police yesterday. He was eventually arrested, accused of approaching a number of women in a sexually inappropriate way. In sport, the Sydney Sixers have jumped to second on the Big Bash ladder with an 8-wicket win over the Brisbane Heat last night. The Heat's top order struggling again in their total of 8 for 126, including Test star Manus Labuschagne caught for 12 by good mate Steve Smith, while Steve O'Keefe struck early to have Chris Lynn out for 7, telling Fox Sports it was a strong way to start.
We do focus to try and get him earlier. We've seen how damaging he was, particularly at the SCG, so it's nice to get off to a good start. But as I said, I think all the bowlers took a wicket out there and bowled really, really well.